You're listening to WUTC. On Tennessee Valley StoryCorps, we bring you conversations from people who went to the StoryCorps recording booth in Miller Park in the spring of 2019. Today, Emily Flynn talks to her husband, Kevin Flynn, about their pregnancy loss.
Yeah, we got, I think it was August 28th or something, when I took the pregnancy test. But I was really as unprepared as I was. I think I was really excited about it because I knew I wanted kids with you. I knew, you know, we were getting married soon, and it made a lot of sense. And then do you remember 2 weeks prior to the wedding? You don't remember at all?
No.
Yeah, so I guess I was at work like normal, and I started to have some back pains, and I hadn't put it really together, but about lunchtime, I realized I was having a miscarriage.
But also, I remember you having back pain and me giving you back massages and you just trying to figure out things.
I know I called my mom and she just picked me up from work and we went to the ER and they were really, really busy. So I ended up just having a miscarriage in the waiting room. But it was 9 days before the wedding, and they gave the list of things not to do. And they said, you know, relax, don't do anything.
Don't walk for
too many minutes. and I was like, I can't.
Don't stress yourself out.
Do you remember, like, how you felt emotionally?
Like I had 10 boulders on top of myself, yes. I felt like I was concealing, you know, the fact that we had the miscarriage and all of that going on. But part of me felt like, maybe this is just the weight of pre-marriage planning and everything that comes with, you know, putting a wedding together by yourself.
Yeah. You're like, we need to talk about the miscarriage and we need to figure out how we feel. And I just, it's like, I can't right now. We'll talk about it after the wedding. I was trying to take care of myself physically and then we would get married and everything would be okay.
I feel like life has just happened and we're happy now.
I've never had any question about our relationship.
I think it also is part of us. And we're still together. We're still unfolding and unpacking everything. And I think that's just our life. And I enjoy doing that.
Yeah. I do know if it hadn't happened, there wouldn't be a little Breezy Bee.
She wouldn't be here.
Yeah, because... Yeah, months later, we got pregnant again, and we have a wonderful little girl who's trying to stand up, even though she's way too young to do it.
She's going to do it soon.
I know.
I love you.
I love you, too.
That was Kevin and Emily Flynn. This Tennessee Valley StoryCorps and others can be found at our website, wutc.org. This series is produced and edited by me, Will Davis, and brought to you in part by EPB Fiber Optics.